their schedule. So if you have any, whether odd, normal, long, short block of time that you're looking for a chavrusa and you don't have one, talk to Shanalis. He'll write you down and he could set you up with a member of the staff here who might be looking for a chavrusa at that time, and that would be able to benefit everyone and the camp, and that would be a really great thing. So with that out of our way, let's start the Gemara. In the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, the Mishnah starts, Kol mitzvah ben ala av, anoshim chayim anoshim p'turos, v'chol mitzvah sa'av ala ben, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayav. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. V'chol mitzvah zesh azman grama, anoshim chayavim, v'anoshim p'turos, v'chol mitzvah zesh lo azman grama, echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayavim. Okay, that's pretty simple. Well, I figure out what it means. This is that's at a certain time, only men are chayav. Mitzvah say that it's not dependent on time, everyone's chayav.
Regardless
whether they're time bound, all genders are chayav except for shaving your payas, shaving your beard, and kohanim becoming tamei lemeis. So the Gemara asks, "My kol mitzvah ben alav." What does it mean, mitzvah ben alav? Does that mean the mitzvahs the ala ben obligated on the son to do for the father? Or does it mean mitzvahs a ben, mitzvahs about the son, ala av, which the father is obligated? Which direction does it mean? If you say it means all mitzvahs a son has to do for his father, women are potter. Batanya ish, ein leinu ish. Doesn't the Bryce say ish? Imo vav tiro, a man should fear his parents. From here I only know a male should fear his parents, a son. Ishuminayin, how do we know a daughter should fear her parents? Because you omer ish, imo vav tiro, areikan shnayim. When it says at the end of the pasuk, Imo va'aviv tira'u, ish is lashon yachid. The end tira'u is lashon rabim. It comes to mean two people should fear their parents. That means an ish and an isha, a son and a daughter. So therefore, we know here in Kan Shnayim, there are two people, sons and daughters are equally chayav in kibud av v'eim. So what does it mean? Kol mitzvah ben ala'av anoshim chayav anoshim tiros. Rather, Amar Yudah Hachgar, this is what the mission means. Kol mitzvah ben amotos ala'av lasos livno, any mitzvahs about the son that are responsibility placed on the father to do for his son. Anashim chayavim v'n any paternal mitzvahs. Anashim chayavim anashim p'turos. Fathers are chayiv and women are pater. And that's what the Mishnah means. Mitzvahs that go on the parents. Fathers are chayiv, women, mothers are pater. Mitzvahs that go on the son. Both sons and daughters are chayiv. And therefore, tanin al hadatana rabbanan. This Mishnah is a makor for the following brisa. We know the Gemara says a few places that all brisas were left out of the Mishnah, because they're either explicit or hinted at in the Mishnah someplace. All brises really have a mocker in the Mishnah. Otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda also would have put them in the Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah covers everything in some sense. So this is an easy one. Here we have Tanin l'Hadatana Rabbanan, a Mishnah that's pretty much meforish now that we've interpreted it correctly, like this to be the source of this brisa. Ha'av chayiv ivno l'mulo v'lefdoso lamda torah l'asiyo isha lamda umnus. An av is chayiv, father is chayiv, five things for son, bris milah, pinyan ben, teach him Torah, get him married, and teach him a trade. V'yesh omer aflo shito v'mayim, and some people say, even teach him to swim. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol shem lamed ismo umnos lamed listos. Rabbi Yehuda says, whoever doesn't teach a son a profession teaches him robbery. Listos hakadayik, does he really teach him robbery? You don't teach your son a profession, so you just send him to yeshiva all day, and you never teach him a profession. You're not teaching him robbery, you're teaching him bavakama. So elik ilum lamdolissus means you're not teaching him robbery, but it's as if you're teaching him robbery. So if he doesn't have a way to make a living, he's going to end up, in those days they would rob people on the highway, nowadays they'd embezzle from someone. So he's going to end up cutting corners ethically, halachically, so it's ilum lamdolissus. Of course, what Rav Yehuda is adding, the Tanakhama didn't tell us, besides a little divrei musar, the Gemara will talk about a few blot later. Lamulo minolan. How do we know a father's chayav to give a son a bris milah? It says, Avram gave his son Yitzhak a bris mila. So likewise, all fathers are chayiv to give their sons a bris mila. And if his father was negligent and didn't give him a bris mila, then Bez then has to give him a bris mila instead. It says, you should, lachem in the plural, you, Klal Yisrael, in the plural, should give every male a bris mila. Meaning the community, Bez Din, whoever's in charge of the community, has to worry about giving each Jew a bris. If the Bez Din didn't do it, and the kid already gets older, then he has to give himself a bris. It says, any Ariel who doesn't have a bris gets kares. Obviously, if he gets kares, because he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? Not give himself a bris. So we know that you're even chayv to give yourself a bris if everyone else was negligent. So how do we know the woman, the mother's not chayv? Maybe by Yom Al Avraham, the Uad and Sarah. Hadmi the mother's not chayiv to give her son a bris. Dechsev kasher tivo so elokim osov lo so. We darshit from the extra word oso. Could have said kasher tivo elokim. Kasher tivo oso elokim. Hashem commanded him and not her. Hashem commanded Avram and not Sarah. Ashkechad miyad. We find this true right away. In the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, 3,000 years ago, this was true. 30, however long it was, this was true. Ladoris we know, and how do we know this truth throughout the generations? It says, Vayom HaShemidi Yimol Basar Lato, throughout the generations, in Parshas Tazria. How do we know that that only applies to the father, not the mother? Tanit V'Yerishmol, Kamakash Ne'emar Tzav, Einu Elo Ziris Miyad Ladoros. Because it says, Kasher Tzivo, Solo Kem Tziva, from the root word Tzav. Tzav always has a certain meaning, halachically, according to the Midrashic methodology of Chazal. Tzav always implies three things: zeros, that you need encouragement to do it, you have to do it right away, and you have to do it forever. Zeros, dechsevet tzav, Yoshua v'chazkei v'am tzehu. Zeros, it says, command Yoshua and strengthen him and fortify him. What do you mean, command Yoshua? Command him what? Just to be strong and fortified, which shows us any lashon of commanding means you have to strengthen someone. Miyad l'doros, dechsevet ayom ha'shet tzivah Hashem ha'hol l'doros eichel. And it says, for the day that Hashem commanded, and throughout the generations, in which we learn that whenever the lashon tzivoy is used, could have just says min hayom l'dor seichem, from today and on, when it talks about the mitzvah specifically of Zara. Why does it have to say asher tziva Hashem? Means whenever it says tziva Hashem, it applies now and forever. So therefore, kasher tziva so elokim, you need the father needs zeros to give a son a bris mila. He had to do it then in the days of Avraham Avinu, and he has to do it forever. Osov l'osa, the mother, does not have to do it then and doesn't have to do it forever. Okay, fairly pashut gemara, unless anyone has any questions. Tosfos asked the obvious question here, right? You just put together all the gemaras we read. First, the Mishnah says, mitzvah shazman brahma, anashim chayavim, v'nashim paturos. And then we say, woman's pashut from giving her son a bris. And what do we expect the gemara to say? Minola, and that she's pashut from giving her son a bris. So it should be obvious in the Mishnah. Minola, because it's a mitzvah shazman brahma. So why do we need a pasuk, right? There's no extra words or drush to the Torah, so why do we need a pasuk if this is already covered by mitzvah shaman grama? So that's Tosas kasho, sovelo asa, the im tomar tosas, lama likra. Why do we need a pasuk to patter the mother from bris mila? Tepele to mitzvah shaman grama. We should be able to learn it out from an easier makor, it's a mitzvah shaman grama. Shenimo b'shmini l'leidaso. Because you can only give a bris on the eighth day, not the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh. And therefore, it's Zman Grama, the eighth day, the Nashim Paturos. And everyone knows women are potter, mitzvah Zman Grama. So shouldn't it be obvious that women are potter? So, V'yeh Shlomar, Tosfos answers, Kaven to be Yomashmini, V'hala Im Lahefzik, La Zman Grama. This is the easier question to answer. Yeah, it only starts on the eighth day. But since from the eighth day and on, it never stops, the Chiyav never ends, it's from the eighth day forever. So that's not called Zman Grama. Zman Grama means there's a fixed time. Yeah, there's not a fixed time. It starts at a certain point, but then it goes on forever. Okay, that's true of like many male mitzvahs start when you're bas mitzvah, right? And we don't call that that zman grama. So just because it starts at a certain time, just means there's no cheftz of arla, there's no opportunity to make a bris, there's no katan who needs a bris until the eighth day. But since it goes on forever, eighth day and on, that's not called zman grama. Okay, good. We'll come back to that in a minute. Excellent. But let's see what Tosfos says first. So that's the easy question. The easy question is, isn't it Zman Grama because it's on the eighth day? And the easy answer is that's not Zman Grama because it's the eighth day until the end of the world. So that's not Zman Grama. You could do it any time. It just starts at a certain time.
When you say that it's not Zman, what Tosfos says it's not Zman Grama because you've done it any time, does that mean that either that if you didn't fulfill the eighth day, that the mitzvah still should be done on the ninth, tenth day, and so on? Or is it that even when you have it on the eighth day, for the rest of your life, you're kind of mitzvah of Mila having had it done, unlike Lulav that once you shake it, it's done?
Okay, we'll come back to that. That's a very good point. But Tosfos here means the first way. It's an interesting question you're bringing up. But Tosfos here, which we'll come back to, but Tosfos here means the first way. He just means if you don't do it now, you can do it later. If you don't do it later, you can do it later. So if right now on the eighth day I could do it any time, that's not Zman Grama, because from now on I can do it any time. So that's pretty easy. The hard question is, of course, next. V'im tom or akati mitzvah seish man grama, if you ask, it's still a mitzvah seish man grama. The ein mol and eleba yom, because you can only do a bris during the day, like it says in Arel, it says in Megillah, it says all over Shas, you can only do a bris mila during the day. So that's the real kasha. If you can only do bris mila during the day, then it's a mitzvah shazman grama. After all, why are women parted from tzitzis? because it only applies during the day. Why are women patur from tefillin? Well, at least the simplest shot, because it only applies during the day. Right? Any mitzvah you can only do during the day, women are patur from. That's a classic example of mitzvah shezman grama, if it applies during the day and not at night. So bris milah, everyone knows, no one's ever been to a bris at night. Applies during the day. We pass in a bris at night as possible. It doesn't apply at night. So isn't that so? A woman should be potter because the mitzvah is shezman grama. So Tosas gives an answer, and that Tosas' answer, as I think you've been able to notice, is a little dachuk. What does Tosas say? V'yesh lomar de'asya k'manda omar hasam de'milah shlo b'zman anoheges bein v'yom bein v'layla. That really, there's a machlokas in Yavaris. Everyone agrees Mila Bizmana has to be Vayom. What does that mean? Mila on the 8th has to be the 8th day and not the 8th night. That's Pashut. Because what do you mean the 8th night? The 8th night is the night before the 8th day. Right? By Yerah, by Yevoka. So if the baby was born on Tuesday, the 8th day is Tuesday. Everyone agrees you can't have a bris Monday night. That's Pashut. Mila Bizmana can't be done at night because you have to wait till the 8th day. But once you've waited, you have to wait till the baby's old enough. He's not old enough till the 8th day. But once he's old enough on the 8th day, what about Mil Shalobazman if you're doing it the 9th? So I do it the 9th day or the 9th night, the 10th day, the 10th night. So most people hold you can only do it during the day. But Tos says there's one Manda Omer in Yevamos, there is a Manda Omer, that Mil Shalobazman, once the baby's old enough past the 8th day, you can now do it 24-6. You can now do it, and theoretically 24-7, you know, except for the fact that there's an Issur Melacha on Shabbos. You can now do it 24-7. You can do it during the day or at night. So our Sugya Asya is going like the Manda Omer in Yevamos, that Mila Shalobazmana, once the time has passed, you can do Mila during the day or at night. So our Sugya holds that Mila can be done during the day or at night. So Mila is not a mitzvah Seishasman Grama. And that's why you would think women were Chayav, and you need the word Oso, V'lo Osa, to pater women. So according to Tosos, really, if you would hold you can't do Mila at night, then it would be a mitzvah shezman grama, and you wouldn't make this drasha. But our sugya happens to follow a das yachid. Of course, that's what's dachuk about this Tosos. You want to take a sugya that seems like it's just stam. Say it only follows one das yachid, but Tosos says our sugya follows das yachid again. Our sugya must follow that manda omar, that less mainstream manda omar. It says you're allowed to do bris at night. 9th, 10th, not the 8th night, but the 9th, 10th, 11th, 30 million in first night, v'chuli, anytime, 24 hours. Therefore, it's a mitzvah seisha lozman grama, and we would think women are chayiv, so we need oso v'lo osa to pater women. That's the answer of Tosfos. Now, this is dachuk A. I think it's a little dachuk because it's saying our sugya only goes according to one man to Amar. And certainly, as the Korban Nisanal points out, the other Rishonim for sure disagree with Tosos. Because you look at the Rif and the Rush, and they all say, why are women patur from Bris Mila? Because it says, Oso velo Osa. And yet they all paskin that Mila is possible at night. That's the Korban Nisanal says in the bottom of the Rush. It says, look, obviously we disagree with Tosos. All the poskim, you look at the Beis Yosef, he does the same thing in the Shulchan Arsim and Reish Samech Dalid. All the posts can bring down this drush of Oso v'lo Osa, and yet they paskin, like we paskin, that Mila is possible at night. So Tosa's answer is dochuk in the Gemara, and it's not really going to work so well for the majority of poskim, because we hold that Mila is possible at night, therefore it's a mitzvah seishas man grama, and nonetheless, we quote the drasha of Oso v'lo Oso. We say women are putter because it says Oso. So we're left with Tosa's question. Again, Tosa has one dachuk answer. This follows a das yachid. But according to we, who follow the das rabbim, we say Mila is puzzle at night, so it's a mitzvah zei shezman grama. So we're left with the question, if it's a mitzvah zei shezman grama, then why do we need a pasuk to putter women? It should be obvious we putter women. So we have to look for other potential answers. So what other answers do we have to this question? Why would we have a havamina to be mechayev women in bris mila? What is Tosa's answer in Masechet Megillah? He gives a second answer. Tosa's in Megillah says maybe we would have a havamina this mitzvah is special. Why? Because it has two special chumras. A, it's chayev kares, unlike every other mitzvah seishas man grama that women are pater from, right? Without a bris mila, you chayev kares. B, what else is special about this? Nichrusu Aleha. What? Yud Gimel Brisos. Right, this is a halachic concept. It says bris 13 times. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem commands Avram to get a bris milah. And therefore we say there are 13 covenants, brises, that are made about a bris milah. A bris milah established a 13-fold bris between us and Hashem Yisbarach. So okay, so if it's so chashin that established a 13-fold bris between us and Hashem, nichusu ale yud gimel brisos, unlike many other mitzvahs which say bris once, you know, like the karbanos say bris three or four times, you know, there, but no other mitzvah says bris 13 times. So that's considered a halachic chumrah all over Shas. So milah has two chumras. It's kares, and it has 13 brisos. So then Tosafot Megillah says, a very reasonable pshat, very common sense pshat, no fancy lamdas, says, what would our havmina have been? Our havmina would have been, even though it's mitzvah seishas man grumba, but since it's super chumra, a woman would be chayiv in it. Women are potter from regular mitzvah seishas man grumbas, not super duper mitzvah seishas man grumbas. And this is a super duper mitzvah man grumba. It's chiv karis. And it's nichusu aleha 13 brisos. So therefore, we would have had a havamina that women are chayev. So we need oso v'lo osa to teach us that women are pater. That's the second answer, and it's a very reasonable answer. Okay, what other answer could we potentially give here? Who has another answer? What? The Ran. What does the Ran say? By the way, you should just know that the same thing is not the Ran's idea, just the Ran's in the back of the Gemara. It's very convenient. But the same thing is said by the Ramban right here, the same thing is said by the Ritva right here, and that's where he got it from, right? Because the Ritva was a Talmud of the Ramban. The Ran was a Talmud of the Ritva. So it's just one straight Masorah for the Ramban. I don't know, maybe someone said it before the Ramban that I don't know about. Through the Ritva to the Ran here, but the Ran is right on the page. It's the easiest to quote. What is the Ran's answer? And this is what Daniel was saying before, I think. Is this what Daniel was saying before? You're not sure. Okay, what does the Ran say?
That because it's when it's something that applies to them this day, if it's a mitzvah that they do to themselves, it's different than when doing the mitzvah to someone else.
Ah. In a mitzvah, they says one grumma that applies to the woman herself, such as lulav, shofar, sukkah, tefillin, tzitzis, aliyah regel, then a woman is pater. But this is different from all those examples, because it's not a chiyuv for herself. It's a chiyuv from her to someone else. And therefore, we would have a havamina that she's chayiv. Right? And what's the proof, he says here, that the chiyuv to give a milah is not really a chiyuv for yourself, but it's a chiyuv for someone else? Because not only is the father chayiv to give a bris milah, but if the father doesn't, then bezdin is. What does that show? That's not really a chiyuv for the father. If it's really a chiyuv for the father, why should someone else take over? Did you ever hear in your whole life that if I don't pick up a little bezin, should pick it up instead? If I don't count omer, they should make a little bezin and count omer for me instead? No, of course not. If it's my mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. But over here, if the father doesn't do bezin, someone has to do it. For who? Someone has to do it lechor for the son. So it's the son's mitzvah. Now, is the son chayiv mitzvah seishas man grumah? Lechor, yeah. I mean, some theoretical sense, he's a man. I know he's a katan. So therefore, since it's really the son's chiyav and not hers, then we'd have a havmina she's chayav, if not for osov lo osa. Now this really is asking a much more fundamental question, which is, what does it mean ha'av chayav bivno? What's the lashon of the Gemara? What does it mean ha'av chayav bivno la mulo? The Av is chayiv in his son to be malim. So there are different ways to interpret this. On the one hand, a father is chayiv in a sukkah to sit in that sukkah. Whose chayiv is it? The fathers or the sukkahs? Fathers. I'm not saying anything radical here. Right? The father's chayiv, the sukkah is the, what do we call the sukkah? The father's chayiv, what's the sukkah's role? The chefza. The sukkah is the chefza and the father is chayiv. The father's chayiv to pick up a lulav, the lulav is a chefza. The father's chayiv to pick up the chefza of a lulav. So how do we understand the idea, the av is chayiv to be mal his son? One way of understanding it is that the av is chayiv to be mal a chefza of his son. He's chayiv to pick up a lulav. Obviously he needs a lulav to do it. He's chayiv to sit in the sukkah. He needs a sukkah to do it. He's chayiv to be mal his son. He needs a son in order to do it. But it's the chiyuv of the father, and the son is the chetza shel mitzvah. That's one way of understanding it. However, another way of understanding it is that, no, It's not that it's a chiv of the father and the son is a chepta shal mitzvah. Really, it's a chiv of the son. Himo lachem kol zachar. Arel zachar shalo yimo v'nichrusa. Every zachar has to have a bris milah. But the son can't take care of himself. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says, really, it's a chiv of the son to have a bris milah. Every Jew needs a bris milah. But the son can't do his own chiv. So the father, his responsibility towards his son is to help the son do the son's mitzvah. It's not that it's the father's mitzvah and the son's just a chepta. It's the son's mitzvah. But the father's responsibility is to help him. Av chayev bivno lamulo. Not the av is chayev and the chepta of a ben to give him a meal. But the av is chayev towards ben adon lachaveiro almost. Almost. Towards the ben to help out his son and give him a bris milah. It's an obligation of the father klape his son. But it's really the chiv of the son. Not the chiv of the father. Ah, okay, we'll come back to that I wasn't going to come back to that, but I'll come back to that in a second. It's a little obscure of mucker that deals with that, but I'll come back to that in a second. But let's just review here. So we might have, if we have this chakira, what does it mean? The basic idea of chayiv no lamulo. The av is chayiv personally to be malachet of a ben, or the ben is chayiv to have a bris, and it's the av's job, after all, what's the father there for? To help out a son. Right? So everyone knows that, and the Torah just concretizes it in halacha and says he's chayiv to help a son get a bris milah. So, this might be the machlokas between, let's say, Tosos versus the Tosos in all places versus the Ramban, Ritva, and the Ran. The Ran is saying that's really the son's chiyuv. The father just has to help him. And therefore, you would have had a havni, the mother also has to help him. What does Mitzvah and Grum have to do with this? It's not her chiyuv. She just has to help her son. We might have had a havmin, of course. Doesn't a mother take care of her son? I mean, isn't that what all mothers do? They take care of their sons. So let the halacha tell her to take care of her son in a bris. So then it makes sense. If the chiyuv of the son, then the Ran says the havmin makes sense. We might have thought the mother is chayiv to help out the son. Kamash malan, oso v'lo osa, that she's potter. But Tosus thinks, no, it's really the father's chiyuv. It's the father's chiyuv on a cheftza shall ben. Therefore, we would never have had a havmin that the mother's, we never had a havmin if the mother's chayim. Why should the mother be chayim more in a ben than in a lulav or a sukkah? Except if this goes according to the shitas yachid, or if you say kores and yud gimel brisos. So that might be this machlokas. What's the right answer in this machlokas? So, what's your name again? Jason. Jason Finkelstein suggests a radical nafkamina to this chakira. I really wasn't going to go there, but I'll just point out that there is a mucker that deals with Jason's nafkamina. Jason wants to say something really radical. If it's the chiv of the son, then if the father doesn't do it, he should be pater from kares. But if it's really a chiv of the father, then maybe he should be chayv kares if he doesn't do it. Right? So that's not true. The father's not chayv kares. How do we know? Arel zachar she lo yimolus psar laso v'nichrasa nevshehim yameha. Only the arel is chayv kares. So this is not a good nafkamina. I think you have to say that either way, the Torah only was mechayev kares to an orel mamish. Especially since, keep in mind, you're not really supposed to have kares for a mitzvah say, so the kares maybe isn't actually for violating mitzvah say, but it's for being an orel perhaps. But nonetheless, there's an interesting in the Mayim Chayim, which the Brit Chodesh's parish on the Rambam, it's in the back of the standard Rambams, on Hilchas Mila, has an interesting two deus about the following question. What if the father's really on a high madriga? What if the father's really a big tzaddik? What if we really expect a lot from the father? Then maybe could the father be chayiv kares or chayiv misa for not giving his son a bris? So what story is he referring to? Moshe. Now, according to this, I think the more common shot, what happened to Moshe when he didn't give his son a bris? He was about to be chayiv misa, kares. He was about to be killed. Right? Just for not giving his son a bris. So the Pri Chadash says, but there's no chiyuv misa for not giving your son a bris. So he has two days. His first day it says, really the Malach was just scaring him. He was never going to kill him. Tzipora thought he was going to kill him, but Tzipora wasn't such a big lamdan. She didn't know that really you're not chiyuv misa for your son's bris. Really the Malach wasn't going to kill him at all. It was just a scare tactic. Right, he swallowed him halfway just to teach him a little lesson. Right, his second day is, no, the Malach was going to kill him. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a tzaddik, he was chiyuv misa for not giving his son a bris. So again, it's very hard to prove anything from this, but it could be, I wasn't going to mention it, but if you want to bring it up, it could be that your nafkamina is partially correct. If you say it's chiyuv of the son, then go like the first day of the Mayim Chayim. Saying it's chiva the son, the father is no onesh. Moshe was just getting scared. But if you say it's really chiva the father, then maybe your regular father is not chayiv misa. But if you're on the madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe he would be chayiv misa or kares. And therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu deserves to get killed. Maybe, theoretically, the father also deserves kares, as long as he's on a high madriga and has no excuses. Ah, so what you have to say is Tosas doesn't mean because there's... Tosas just means since there's a chi of kares associated with it, that shows it's an important mitzvah.
But it's true, but like
the Yud Gimel Brisos, it just shows chashivas. Okay, so you're right, that's certainly a weakness of Tosas in Megillah. But you have to say, you're just saying it's a chashivas. Just having kares anywhere is already a chashivas. You know, it makes it more chashiv than other things. Just being affiliated with kares already makes it serious. Okay, I mean, I hear, but that's what Tosa seems to be saying. Now, Jerry.
I'm not sure I understand the second part of the second part. How would the outside
the Av be the son's life, really? The Av is chayiv towards his son to help, to help, let, help his son be mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah. What? Because he's chayiv, just like if I owe you $100, I'm chayiv to you $100. If I owe you to make it, help you be yotzei your mitzvah, I'm chayiv to you to make you be yotzei your mitzvah. But it's not a chayiv of the av to Hashem, it's a chayiv of the av to the ben. Right? That's the chayiv. Is it a chayiv of the av to Hashem, and the ben is a chayiv? Or the chayiv of the av to the ben, and the ben is chayiv to Hashem? You know, it's the av be chayiv to Hashem through Shibud and Rabbi Nelson or something. Okay. That's brief. Yeah.
So if we're going to say it's a mitzvah on the son, then, I mean, even though just because he's not bar mitzvah yet, it's not going to be necessarily a mitzvah for it.
You mean the son's not going to necessarily have a key on it, son? Okay, that's a good question. Maybe that'll tie into something we're going to mention a little later. Okay. Now, this could be I think it's possible that this might be a machlok between the Rambam and the Chinuch. Because the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, when they explain the mitzvah of Bris Milah, what it's all about, to me, they sounded a little different. I don't know, what did you think of the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch? What do you think the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch sound like in terms of whether it's a chiv on the father and the son is a chepza, or it's a chiv on the son, which the father is chayiv to help him with? The Rambam makes it sound like a chiv of the son. Why? What did the Rambam say? I know you don't have a Rambam in front of you, but I'll read you the Rambam. Mila mitzvah seish chayavon olav kares shenemar v'yarol zochah shodim mol sar l'sov nechson efshim yamehal umitzvah la'av l'molus benov yalarav l'molus avodov yilid bais miknas kesef mila is chayav kares. Then he says the mitzvah on the av to give a mila to his son and on the owner to give a mila to his slaves avar ha'avo adam l'molus on bitol mitzvah say if the father or master didn't give a mila he was a vatol mitzvah say v'eino chayav kares. And then Bezdin is commanded to give a bris milah to this son or this eved, and not to leave any arilim. Then a little later he says this, alami Bezdin also, and if Bezdin didn't notice and didn't give a bris milah, when he gets older, he has to give himself a bris. So what does the Rambam sound like here? What does it sound like to you? That it's really chiv on the son, or it's really chiv on the father? What? Son. Why? Okay, I'll tell you, I thought, and I think the Menachas Chinuch also understood this way, I understood the Rambam a little differently. So if you look at how the Rambam starts out, the first thing he says, after Kares, it's a mitzvah on the father to give a son a bris milah. And if the father doesn't do it, it's a mitzvah on the Bezdin. And the Avna Chayiv Kares, correct. The Avna Chayiv Kares, but that could just be because there's no Chayiv Kares for being Mevatel Mitzvah Seh. It's only chiyuv kares for being an aron. And if the son doesn't do it, then in halacha beis gets the fact that if the bezdin doesn't do it, the son has to do it. Only much later on does he mention there's such thing as being chayiv to give yourself a bris milah. I think he starts out here with it's a mitzvah on the av to give the son a bris milah, and if the av doesn't do it, then the bezdin should do it so as not to have an orel around. So what is he saying? The mitzvah on the av. If the av doesn't do it, it's a mitzvah on the bezdin, so as not to have an orel around. What does he sound like? Be medayik in his lashon. If the Av doesn't do it, Beis Din is just responsible to not have an Orel around. But what's the Av's responsibility then? The Av's responsibility is more than just to not have an Orel in his family. The Av's responsibility is to give his son a bris. Sounds like it starts out of the mitzvah on the father, which is what it could sound like from our Gemara also. It starts out as a mitzvah on the father. The Rambam, I think, is very meduyik in his lashon. It starts out as a mitzvah on the father, and if the father doesn't do his mitzvah, then it turns into a mitzvah on the Beis Din, but not really the same level as the Av. The Av's mitzvah to do it. The Beis Din just has to do it so as not to leave an orel around. And if the Beis Din doesn't do it, he himself has to do it. I'll contrast this with the Chinuch, and tell me if you like the contrast. Look at the Chinuch, which you have. Then he starts the Inya mitzvah, he explains what part you have to cut, etc. He starts the mitzvah, he gives the philosophy. When the chinuch starts at introducing the mitzvah, what does he not talk about? What does the chinuch not talk about when he introduces the mitzvah? Beis Din or a father. The Rambam starts out with Chayiv Koris and Mitzvah on the father. The Chinuch doesn't start out with the father at all. Does the Chinuch say anything about a father? What does he say? In the fourth paragraph, Dinei HaMitzvah, Al Mimu Telos Milas Ketanim. Who has to take care of a Mila for Ketanim? Vechei Milas Avadim. And who has to take care of Avadim? Yilid Bayis Miknas Kesev. Achiluk Shebeinayim. And the difference between a born Eved and a bought Eved. Uveizeinim Docha Shul Yabas Yontif. When it's Docha Shabbos and Yontif. The Ezer caught the Mishami Lashi Yosef Shon Yavam. When you have to wait more in the eighth day because he's sick. The Yasser Ratan, all the details. We are in Perik Yotes Mishavas Perik Dalid Miyavamos. All the details are in the 19th Perik of Shabbos and the 4th Perik of Yavamos. What are the details? Whether or not it's Docha Shabbos, is that a detail? Yeah, I mean, a bris is a bris. Whether or not it's Docha Shabbos is a detail. When a baby's sick, you have to wait later than the eighth day. That's a detail. And who has to take care of Ketanim? Well, who has to take care of Ketanim? That's a detail. What's the Chinuch saying? There's a mitzvah of Mila. It's a detail that tells us about Shabbos, about Yontif, about sick kids, and about who has to take care of Ketanim. The Chinuch sounds pretty strongly like basically the Chiyuv, everyone needs a Mila. The details are who's responsible for it. Okay, you look in the Gemara, you'll find out who's responsible for it. He doesn't even tell us. Not only doesn't he tell us in the beginning, doesn't he start out saying, of mitzvah lomalus b'no, he never even tells that. He just said all the details. Of course, a katan needs someone to help him out. If you want to know who helps out a katan, look in the Gemara. Right? It's not even worthy of mention by the Chinuch. Why? L'chor, the Chinuch's trying to tell us, there's a mitzvah on every Jew to have a mila. Oh, who has to take care of a katan? Okay, look in the Gemara. You'll learn that a father has to take care of a katan. But the Chinuch sounds like it's a mitzvah, like the Rani sounds like. It's a mitzvah, which actually would work out fairly nicely, because the Chinuch was probably one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. And was definitely in that same chain of Masorah. We don't know who wrote the Chinuch. It's hard to say for sure. But it seems to be that he was one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. So, the Chinuch seems to be saying, Zachiyav, the son needs a Mila. There's a detail, a Dinya mitzvah, who takes care of him? The father has to take care of him. The Rambam, to my mind, sounds a little different. Arel Zacha, mitzvah l'av l'mos b'no. First tells the mitzvah on the Av. Only in Alacha Beis does he tell us that a person has to give themselves a bris Mila. But it's a mitzvah on the Av, and if the Av doesn't, then there are people who have to worry about taking care of not having Orel Jews. And then the guys take care of himself. But it sounds to me like the Rambam might fit better with Tosfos' approach, and we'll see if they can work this out with Shitasei. The Rambam might hold that it's a mitzvah on the Av. If the Av doesn't do it, it becomes a mitzvah on the son. Well, the Chinuch holds the mitzvah on the son, but the Av has to take care of him. That's one of the dinim. Johnny. You're saying the Rambam might just be telling us practically. Practically, that is how it works, the Kuli Alma, right? That's the Gemara. The Rambam is really quoting our Gemara. Practically, that's how it works. So you're saying, I haven't necessarily proven anything. I haven't necessarily proven anything for the Rambam. Because it could be just saying, practically, we first go to the Av. If he doesn't go to the Beis Din. And if the Beis Din doesn't do it, go to the person himself when he gets older. So that's true. But we'll have to see if the Rambam, Lishitase, what the Rambam Shita turns out to be. Okay, could be. Although you'd want to have a mocker for that if you want to have two pronged. I think there's another interesting machlokas here between the Rambam and the Chinuch, which might be relevant to this. There's a big machlokas we've shown in The Rama discussed in Perek Gimel. What machlok did the Rama bring in Hilchos Mila Perek Gimel? The bracha. Which bracha? Right. Everyone knows what is the father's role in a bris mila nowadays. The father says, the mole says, Shek Hashem Zot Zivano Al Hamila and Kats. The father says, Shek Hashem Zot Zivano Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu. Why does the father say, Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu? What's shot in this bracha, Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu? So, first one is the question, what if there's no father? What if there's no father? Then what happens to the bracha of Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu? What does the Rambam hold? What does the Rambam hold? No one. The Rambam says very clearly that mitzvah la'av lomos b'no yetzer al mitzvah shetuv in Yisrael shimu kol arosh b'neim. The father is a special mitzvah to give a son of bris mila over and above the mitzvah that all Jews have to make sure there's no RL, right? All Jews have to have a mitzvah to take care of all other Jews. But the father has a special mitzvah. Since the father has a special mitzvah, if the father's there, he says, Lachniso briso shel Avram Avinu on his special mitzvah. And if the father's not there, then no one says this bracha, because no one has this special mitzvah. Some people say no. If the father's not there, someone else says it, but that's the wrong halacha. So the Rambam holds that if the father's there, he says, Lachniso. But if the father's not there, no one says Lachniso. Why? Because the father has a unique chiyuv over and above anyone else in Klal Yisrael. We're all chayiv to make sure each other have a bris mila. Everyone's chayiv to take care of all the other Jews. That's the chiyuv Bezdin. But the father has a unique chiyuv. What's unique and special about the father's chiyuv? That he's like, only the father gets a special bracha? Because everyone's chayiv just to take care of all the other Jews and make sure they have a bris. The father's chayiv more than that. The father's chayiv to give his son a bris is a mitzvah on him. All other Jews are chayiv to help the son perform his bris mila. But that's just helping someone else. There's no special bracha on that. The father's chayiv to give his son a bris, like his chayiv to pick up a lulav and blow a shofar and sit in a sukkah. So if the father has an extra chayiv over and above everyone else, because he has a chayiv of his own, not just to help his son, then it makes sense. The father says an extra bracha, Lachniso Briso Shel Avram Avinu, on his chiyuv. But if the father's not there, then no one else has such a special chiyuv. And therefore, no one else can say that bracha. What the Rambam's telling us is that the father is a madrega up from everyone else. He's not just like all other Jews. He's not just a chiyuv to worry about someone else. The father has his own unique... What does it mean, only just that the father goes first to worry about his son? Doesn't. Why should he get a special bracha just that he's first to worry about his son? Right, we know. Who has to give the son food? The father. If Nachman's son, the father, dies, Bezdin gives the orphans food. That's not a special chiyuv, it's just the father comes first. So what I'm saying here is, father is a special chiyuv, yes, sir, al mitzvah shem tzuv in Yisrael. A higher madrig of chiyuv. What's that higher chiyuv? For all other Jews, for the Bezdin, it's a chiyuv to help the son do his mitzvah. For the father, it's the father's own mitzvah. So maybe the Rambam really does mean Medavka Johnny. When he started out, chiyuv of lomos b'no. Maybe he really does mean the father is his own chiyuv to give his son a bris. And that's why only the father is a special bracha. The Ravid argues, some places say, everyone said the bracha, the Ravid says, everyone said the bracha. What does the chinuch hold? Who says the bracha lachniso? Only the av or anyone? Bezdin also, the chinuch says explicitly, he says, the av yaben, o bezdin mokshmein av, mevarchim bracha shem l'kenim l'chom shek shem zot zizvanu lachniso v'shal av m'avinu. Right, the chinuch says anyone can make that bracha, the father, someone else. This might be, if I was correct in reading the Rambam and the chinuch, lishitasim, the chinuch certainly so. The chinuch holds, yeah, it's just a detail the father's chayiv. Basically, it's a chiv on the son, the father's just helping him. So if the father can help him say the bracha of lachniso, because that's just a bracha for anyone who's present at a bris, there's nothing special about the chiv of the father, he's just helping the son, so the father can say lachniso. Or the best thing to say lachniso. Some Rishonim even write that the kid himself could say lachniso if he's bar mitzvah. Right? The lachniso's not dealing here with a bar mitzvah kid. So lachniso is nothing special about the father because the father has nothing special. He's just the first one to help his kid, which of course he should be. But the Rambam holds no. It's a chiyuv on the father to be malachetza of a ben. And therefore, he has a brach lachniso b'shoshal avram avinu because he has the unique chiyuv. But Bezdin just has a general chiyuv to help all other Jews enter the covenant with Hashem. So no one else could say that special bracha, because only the father has the chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. Everyone else only has a chiyuv to worry about the spiritual status of a ben. Now, just before we have a question, there are a few other nafgaminas that the Achronim bring up here. That it could be, this is the big deal in the Minchas Chinuch. There's an interesting question as to whether the father is chayav to give his son a bris milah after the son's bar mitzvah. What if the son's bar mitzvah? Who's chayav, the son or the father? So obviously the son's chayav. Well, we want to add that. We've learned. If no one else gives a bris milah, he's chayav, or else he's chayav kares. But what we want to know is the son chayav and not the father? Or after bris milah, they're both chayav. So what does the chinuch hold? The chinuch holds is the son, what does the chinuch hold? Does he hold the son, the father's chayiv after bar mitzvah or not? Well, you'd think perhaps not, because if it's just him helping the son, what does the son need help anymore when he's bar mitzvah? But how do we know what the chinuch holds? What is the, how can we prove whether the, what the chinuch holds, whether the father's chayiv after his son is bar mitzvah? It's a diuk, but it's a mochrach diuk. What does it say? He says, dine ha-mitzvah, al-mi mutelas milas ha-ktanim. Who is responsible for giving a milah to ketanim is found in the Gemara. But who's responsible for giving a milah to gedolim is not a din of the mitzvah. Why? Because there's only a din of someone responsible for ketanim. There's no such din as someone else has to give a gadol a bris. There is no din that someone else has to give a gadol a bris. So it's clear from the chinuch, the father becomes pater after bar mitzvah, which works well as shitase. If really it's just the chiv on the father to help the son, once the son is bar mitzvah, he's on his own. Barashep Tarani mi unsho selzeh, right? We know the father has no more chiyuv chinuch. He loses his chiyuv after bar mitzvah. So therefore, he's not chayiv after bar mitzvah. For the Rambam, who wants to say it's a chiyuv of the father in and of himself, then it might be more of an open question. You might say it's his chiyuv in and of itself, so it lasts forever, even when the kid is 20 years old. The father's still chayiv and the kid's chayiv. Or you might say, even though it's a chiyuv of the father on the heft of the son, the Torah only meant that to apply to a katan. In fact, in the Rambam, it's machlokas achronim how he holds the Rivash and Shut Rivash Sim, and I think Reish Lamed Kuf Lamed Hey says the Rambam. The Rivash interprets the Rambam Shut Sim and Kuf Lamed Hey that you're chayav to give your son a bris milah even after bar mitzvah, which works very very nicely for the Rambam that if it's really chiv on the father first and foremost, that chiv should last forever even if the son can take care of himself. There's still a chiv on the father to be mal the cheft of a son. So that would work well with Shitasi. The truth is the Rivash is probably wrong, because the Rambam writes Mefurish in Perish Mishnayis in the 19th parak of Shabbos that the father's pater when his son becomes bar mitzvah. But nonetheless, I don't think that contradicts what we're saying in the Rambam. It could still be a chiyuv on the father in and of himself to give his son a bris. Just that chiyuv only applies to someone who's considered his son, and it's only his son until bar mitzvah. Because after bar mitzvah, he's an independent person who's not shayach to the father anymore. So it could be that for the Rambam you can go both ways. The Rivash says that Rivash says that for the Rambam the father's chayiv even after our mitzvah because it's an independent chayiv on the father. But he's not so clear that he's right because the Rambam Perash Mishnayis in the 19th parak of Shabbos seems to say that after our mitzvah, the father's pater. But that's also okay. Because the father's chayiv to give his son a bris independently. But that's only while the son is his, a shayach to him and not independent. Once the son is independent, it's not really his son anymore. It's a grown person. So therefore, even if he's an independent chayiv, that could be nifka after the age of bar mitzvah. Okay, there's some other discussion of this. But I think those are the main nafkaminas of this chakira. So let's just go back to this for a second. So I see we're beginning to run short of time. We have 2 minutes. So we didn't get through all the answers yet, but we started with, to summarize what we've done, we started with Tosfos Kasha. Why do you need a pasuk to pater the woman from Mila if the mitzvah zeh shel Brahma? Tosfos answer, this is going a lead of the Manda Omar, that Mila is not a mitzvah zeh shel Brahma, that Mila applies 24/7. Tosfos Megillah says, you would have had a half mean of women are chayiv because it's a really important chomer mitzvah zman grola. It has a shaykhos of kares and it has 13 brisos. The Ran says on a more fundamental level that no, women are pater mitzvah zman grola because it's the woman's chiyuv. But the half mean here is that it's the son's chiyuv. So a woman should be just as chayiv as a man to help the son because it's not really her chiyuv anyway. It's the son's chiyuv which she's chayiv in. She just has to help her son. Like all Klal Yisrael has to help each other do mitzvahs. And that brought up the Chakira, is the Ran correct or not? Is it true that it's really chiv of the ben, and the father just has to help him, in which case you'd have a havin of the mother should be chayiv? Or is it really chiv on the father? It's a mitzvah shman grama like sukkah and lulav. Just instead of a lulav, you have a son. So that, I wanted to claim, was a machlokes between The Rambam, the Chinuch's formulation is very clear that it's fundamentally mitzvah on the son, the father, it's just a din of who takes care of the tanim. The Rambam, I thought, started out stark with the father and only later brought in the son, and I think that's more than practically saying it's basically a chiv on the father. Now we discussed, we brought out some nafkaminas where the Rambam and Chinuch work well, lishitasam. A, is there a special bracha for the father? Chinuch says no special bracha for the father. Someone makes a bracha because it's a nice bracha to make to give shevach to Hashem for various reasons, as Tosus mentioned, Psachim Daf Zayin. Someone makes the bracha, but it doesn't matter who because everyone's equal. Rambam says, no, only the father's allowed to make the bracha. He has a chiv over and above. He has a chiv ifnei atzmo more than everyone else. Only he makes the bracha. Chas v'shalom, not anyone else. Lishitasam. Is the father chayev on his son when his son's old enough to take care of himself? The Chinuch says for sure not. Only a katan needs help. Not a gadol. The Rambam, it's a bit of a machlokas. He seems to say also not, because maybe once the son's a gadol, he's out of my realm. But the Rivash wants to say in the Rambam that yes, the father's chayev even after bar mitzvah, which works well if the father is an independent chayev. And the other nafkamina that we wanted to perhaps mention was, is there maybe a chi of karis or misa on the av in some circumstances? If he's just taking care of his son, there should be never a chi of misa on the av. Like the first day of the Mayim Chayim, Moshe was just getting scared. But if it's that really a chi of ne'atzmo, then maybe normally the Torah didn't want to give someone karis for this this mitzvah. But if someone's on a high madriga and has no excuses, maybe the Torah did give them a chi of karis, which is why the Malach tried to kill Moshe. Although again, that's more of a speculative nafkamin. Okay, there are other nafkamin suggested, but they're a little less mochrech. Okay, we're still in the middle of this sugya. We'll have to come back to it tomorrow. What I want, did people finish this makoros sheet tomorrow? The new Makoros sheet I'm going to have ready in another few minutes. I just have to print it up. But what I'll ask is that you finish this Makoros sheet and see the Maharachor Zeruah from the next Makoros sheet, and then go on to the next Makoros sheet, which I will print up and give to the second shift waiters now, and the first shift waiters can pick up in the morning. And we'll have Shiur tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, at 11 o'clock. Yeah, any second shift waiters who have questions, of course, feel free.
I have no better.
iPod to record.
I mean, that would be. Yeah. I mean, that would make more sense if you said that about the third bracha, right? No, there's the other bracha. Sheriff Yadashi did that. That's in Kofa Shirasam. It's a great bracha about how wonderful it is that Hashem's Makadish, our kids, that we have to relate to with Hashem. For that bracha, I see the father appreciates it. It's his family. But this bracha, Sheriff Yadashi, it's also the Tzibat. It doesn't seem like he's happy because now he has a son who's in the covenant. It sounds like he's happy because there's a mitzvah going on here. Like, it's a machlokes rishonah whether or not it's a mitzvah. That's a machlokes in Rashi Bam and Rabbeinu Tam, Sof and Tav Zayin and Aleph, and because the Rashi Bam holds the mitzvah, it has to be over Lassi Yosan. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam who holds that unless it's the Reef, that it's not a mitzvah. So if it is a mitzvah, then even if it's not a mitzvah, even if it's just a Birkas Hashem,